In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show, or should I say another episode of this award-winning podcast that hasn't won a damn thing. Yeah, because I guess that's kind of the cool thing that the cool kids say these days. So that's why I decided to say it. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good inside of your neck of the woods. It's always a fun time as we are getting to hang out around here. This week, some good stuff going on. Brandon Wiseman from Truck Safe Live has joined our little group. We are starting to air some of his shows. We got a live show coming up on Safety FM on this Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So that's something that we have in the works. We also have all kinds of other things and segments moving around inside of our world here. So very exciting times here at Safety FM. But I have to tell you, as I sat down today, and I am telling you, I am sitting down before this thing is going to drop right here at our noon hour. It is legitimately 10:57 in the morning Eastern time on Tuesday. And I want you to know how fresh these things are. And I just got off having a conversation with someone talking about self-esteem and how it shapes how you feel. And I thought, maybe that's the conversation today. Maybe that's what we talk about. Because I think that sometimes we tend to forget the importance of this. And you've probably spent much time, staring at yourself in the mirror. I know it sounds kind of weird when you say it, but wondering if you're good enough, smart enough, or if people like you. And listen, we all have those questions in some way, shape, or form. You know, we can always sit back and say, I don't care what other people think. But, you know, there's some levels of things inside of there where we talk about it. But we all at some point do the same. And questions like this can tell a lot about your self-esteem. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. But did you know that your self-esteem is crucial for your ego and can also significantly impact your mental health? Yeah, you knew we were going to talk about that at some point today. How you think and feel about yourself can influence everything from your relationship to your career and your overall well-being. So let's take a dive into some of the self-esteem stuff and discover how it shaped your mental health. So if I'm going to go through it, I want to give a breakdown of all the aspects of it, opposed to it just being, hey, here's information, see you later, and thanks for hanging out. How about if we talked first, what is self-esteem? Well, self-esteem, if you're going to take a look at it, refers to the overall opinion or evaluation we have of ourselves. And I know it's really high for some people and really low for others. And how you view your abilities, worth, and place in the world. This includes your thoughts and feelings about physical appearance, personal traits, and accomplishments. Self-esteem is a crucial aspect of our mental health and emotional health because it affects how we behave and interact with others and feel about ourselves. People with high self-esteem tend to have more positive outlook on life and more resilience in facing challenges. They are also more likely to take risks and pursue their goals. Conversely, Individuals with low self-esteem may struggle with feelings and inadequacies and self-doubt and insecurity. Listen, we land somewhere in between the two. It is kind of the way that it works. So the importance of self-esteem is the following. Having high self-esteem is essential for several reasons. First and foremost, it helps us feel good about ourselves and our ability. When we have a favorable view of ourselves, we have more likely a way to take on new challenges and confidently pursue our goals. We also are more likely to bounce back from setbacks and failures because we believe in ourselves and our ability to overcome obstacles. Additionally, high self-esteem is associated with better mental health and emotional health, as well as strong relationships and greater sense of well-being. People with high self-esteem are generally more resilient, less anxious, and less prone to depression. They're also more likely to form meaningful connections and be satisfied with their lives. Ultimately, having a high self-esteem allows us to live more fulfilling, satisfying lives and to reach our full potential. While having high self-esteem is important for our mental health and emotional health, it's crucial to remember that there is a fine line between healthy self-esteem and arrogance, or just being cocky, I mean, however you want to look at it. Arrogance is a characteristic by an inflated sense of self-importance and a disregard for those feelings and opinions of others. Arrogant people often feel entitled and may treat others with disrespect or contempt. In contrast, healthy self-esteem involves a positive view of oneself without putting others down and acting superior. Yes, that does tend to happen from time to time. In order to maintain a healthy balance, it is important to practice humility, empathy, kindness towards others, and even as we strive to cultivate a positive self-image. So, how do you go about improving your self-esteem? Maybe that's something to think about. So far, we've established that having a higher self-esteem can make it incredibly positive changes in our life. But what? Well, how about now comes some exciting part of actually increasing your self-esteem? And I mean, that's only if you have kind of a low self-esteem. So let's make sure that we're clear. Because if you have a really high self-esteem, maybe you don't need to. You don't need this. Sounds like a difficult task if you really kind of think about it for a moment. But don't worry. We have prepared some tips to guide you to come up with some of the best ways to improve yourself. So challenge negative talk. Maybe we should start off there. Because I think that becomes very difficult. Challenging the self-negative talk is a powerful strategy in improving self-esteem. Negative self-talk can generate feelings of worthlessness, hopelessness, and low self-esteem in general. By questioning the accuracy of these thoughts and looking for evidence that supports more positive and realistic beliefs, individuals can develop a more balanced and positive view of themselves. For example, questioning the belief I'm good enough by asking for evidence that supports or contradicts it can help individuals develop more accurate self-perception. By challenging negative self-talk, people can improve their self-esteem and overall well-being. So learning a new skill sometimes will help with this as well. So learning new things is a great way to improve your self-esteem. When you set out to learning something new, you challenge yourself and push yourself out of your comfort zone. This can help develop a sense of mastery and confidence, boosting your confidence and self-esteem. Choosing something that you find interesting and enjoyable is essential, as this makes it more likely for you to stick with it. The process of learning can be a powerful tool for improving self-esteem and building a positive sense of self. The next thing that we need to talk about is setting achievable goals. And sometimes I know that this can be difficult, but setting achievable goals can be an effective way to improve your self-esteem. When you set goals that are realistic, attainable, you create a sense of purpose and direction in your life. This can help feel more in a control and capable of achieving your objectives. It's essential that you set specific, measurable, and time-bound goals to break down into smaller, manageable steps. Setting achievable goals can improve your self-esteem and create a more positive outlook on life. So if I'm going to final thought this thing, maybe it sounds something like this. Your self-esteem can make you feel confident, put together, and ready to take on the world, or it can leave you feeling like you're not worthy of even leaving your house. Maybe that's something to think about today. Anyway, so that's what I got for you on this Tuesday, April the 25th. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.